Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon meditation text is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Please join me in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd ask for your collective indulgence this morning in that I'd like this service to be interactive. As at Easter, when the words ring out, Christ is risen, the congregation responds,
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I will signal you with, Who are we? And your response, We are the saints. Let's practice. Who are we?
We are the saints.
Excellent. Very good. My dear Christian friends of St. John, I'd ask you to consider two questions this morning. Who are we?
We are the saints.
And who am I or who are you? People and organizations are constantly seeking these questions out to try to get a better handle on who they are and identify their mission and purpose. The answers to these questions are more than just a simple name, such as, I'm Robert Wesley Armail, and I live in Indianapolis, Indiana. I teach at Lutheran High School of Indianapolis. Asking the question, who are we?
We are the saints.
Is about exploring our identity. It's about getting after why we exist, why we are here on this earth, what we do or do not do, and what are our priorities. It is about what it means to be me, in some sense, or you. Again, Robert Wesley Armail, a Christian, a member of Calvary Lutheran Church, Indianapolis, Indiana, campus pastor at Lutheran High School of Indianapolis. Who are we? And in this morning's reading, Jesus teaches the disciples, teaches those who are interested to hear him, all who have gathered, in fact, teaches each of us, his followers, how to be and live as saints. And a quick glance at the text indicates that being one of Christ's followers means that we are blessed. For Jesus himself on that mountainside, and even today, lavishes us with his gracious gifts one after another and calls us his saints. Who are we?
We are saints.
Some of you may be thinking, now let's just pause here, Pastor. You've got us all wound up. Let's just pause and let's think for a moment. I see my neighbor screaming out, yelling out, we are the saints, we get that. What about me? I don't feel very saintly. You know, if you were to ask me, I have concerns and I have issues that loom great. Some might even be asking God this morning, God, where did I turn wrong? What did I do to deserve this current lot? I don't feel blessed and I really don't feel as if I'm a saint at all. I hear the congregation, but it's not my voice. Some may be even questioning God's eternal love for them. You might speak about being blessed, Pastor. I get that. I understand it. But I don't feel it. Not today, at least. When you ask me, who are we?
We are saints.
I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not involved with that. But in today's reading, our Lord and Savior Jesus himself speaks before his saints with a message of not only being blessed, but also why one should feel that way each and every day of their lives. Before we examine this particular pericope, let me just say, as a Christian and as a fellow believer who walks the same ground as each of you, we are all blessed. We are all the saints. And look around. Spend a moment in looking at your neighbor to your right or to your left. Do you think they're feeling that? Do you think that they are feeling blessed today? Or maybe they're thinking, you know, I chose the wrong path and I don't see God following my way. I don't see him there. Others may not feel blessed at all because they feel that they have left someone alone, or they let their parents or spouses down. So others will try to save all of their money for retirement only to learn that the stock market has crashed, and there too has their ability to make and to keep their funding alive. Blessed? Not me, Pastor. I don't drive those fancy sports cars. By the way, I just drove up this morning and it just broke down on me. It's out there waiting. Not me, Pastor. I'm not living on that hill with that palatial estate waiting for me when I get home. Not me, Pastor. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not a sports figure who signed recently a $12.5 million a year contract. Not me, Pastor. I am far from being blessed. That the blessings that we receive from our Father in heaven may not be visible. God says this to all of us. The value of those blessings is tremendous. In fact, life-saving. Given to us, not by our own deeds, but by Jesus' deed upon the cross and by his glorious resurrection. Who are we?
We are.
In the Beatitudes, Jesus is not saying that you need to feel poor or meek or mournful to inherit the kingdom of God. Rather, he is indicating that even those who are poor in spirit, those who are meek, those who seek out his kingdom, are blessed beyond measure. Who are we? Listen also to what God says in Isaiah 57, verse 15. For this is what the high and lofty one says, he who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, one in which we will all visit one day, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit. My dear Christian friends, that's you and I. Now remember, some of Jesus' main attackers were the teachers of the law, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, who attacked him at every turn that he made. They took great pride in how they thought themselves very theological. They thought that they knew it all and had it all, and everyone beneath them, if you will, was just climbing that hill. They despised them that weren't on their level, and they did let them know it. They were proud of what they had done and let everyone know it around them. But who are we?
We are.
Unfortunately, my dear friends, this religious arrogance caused by those people who tried to trap and ensnare Jesus were a roadblock to the gospel. Ironically, the people that they wanted to minister to were the ones Jesus came to touch and to heal. They were blessed. They were blessed on high, for they understood what Jesus was saying versus those who felt they had it all figured out. Let me read through Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, and contemplate here what happens between this exchange. From Luke. To some who were confident of their own righteousness, and here Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees in particular, and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I receive. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, this is Jesus speaking, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Who are the tax collectors in your life? It might even be you. Your Christian identity, your IQ, might be a little in need of a lift this morning. The people who feel inadequate before their God. How are we as a membership, as a congregation, as a community? What are we doing to bring them along in the good news and let them know that Jesus Christ died and rose again for people as such? Who are we?
We are.
Jesus continues, even the meek will be blessed. They will inherit the earth. Even those who are mourning, even those who are under attack, those who are hungry and thirsty, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, even those who are persecuted before Jesus, before me, consider them to be righteous. Who are we?
We are the saints.
Maybe you've heard of this. I brought this article in this morning. Praying coaches, suspension, open split on religion in schools. Now, I'm not here to argue the Supreme Court or legal documents with you. This comes from Seattle. Possibly you've heard of this. A football field in Washington State has become more than a battleground for athletes as the suspension of an assistant coach for praying, once again, praying at midfield after games divided people around the country over the religious rights of school employees. District officials put Joe Kennedy, Bremerton High School assistant football coach, on paid administrative leave because he ignored orders to stop overt religious displays on the field. Citing past Supreme Court and appeals court cases, officials said they did not want to be seen as endorsing religion. Further on, senior class president was among some students and teachers who pressed for the district to clarify its policy on religion. Lastly, Kennedy, the coach, has prayed before and after games, sometimes joined by students since 2008. But the district has asked him to stop when the practices recently came to its attention. Anyone want to guess why it's come to their attention? Probably because it is drawing people closer to the Lord. Who are we?
We are saints.
Most Christians have these experiences in their lives. They might not be physically under assault. They might not be attacked such as Christians are throughout the Middle East, but they are being persecuted nonetheless. It may come to them in the form of emotional or verbal assaults, but still they are being attacked. Have you ever had your intellectual stability thrown or your sanity questioned because you are a Christian? There are many who probably have felt that throughout their lives. Have you ever been told that you're just not fun because you're not a Christian, that you had to stay in last night because that's something we don't do, is trick or treat? We're just not having any fun. Have you ever experienced those situations? They're difficult to deal with as a parent and as a young person, are they not? We can be tricked into believing that God has left us alone. He's abandoned us. He's let us suffer all these things. And how are we going to go on? When they happen, remember Jesus is saying this: I'm still here. I haven't left you. You are my saints, and I will never leave you behind. Who are we?
We are saints.
You may feel that you're not on the right track, that you are the only one running the race. You may believe that because the world tells you that. Again, look around and know that your fellow saints are here to support and assist you along the pathway that you have chosen. Persecution is not a sign that you are doing anything wrong. Rather, it should be an expectation. It should be something that we wear proudly around us. We should accept the fact that people will make fun of us because of who we are. We should expect to be thrown to the wolves when everyone else seems to be going about their business. We should expect that we will be bullied into submission. But who are we? The truth, my dear friends, about the survival on this planet as a Christian is to turn our lives over to Jesus Christ, for He has smoothed the road for each of us by walking the path that we would never have to walk, by dying on Calvary's cross and rising again. For He wanted to set us up. Who are we?
We are the saints.
The Beatitudes are Jesus' way of demonstrating to all Christendom that His hands lead us into the blessed world that only He can give us. God has blessed St. John Lutheran Church and School and will continue to do so by providing the leadership, by providing the foundation to lead this community of faith wherever it will go, with Jesus leading the way. So once again, who are we? My dear saints, you are blessed by God. We are going to be persecuted. We're going to feel these slings and arrows coming against us, but recognize as Christians, life is going to be difficult it is not going to be the fields of glory we might think it to be. And finally, my dear friends, remember this, my fellow saints, that God has not given up on any of us. Many believe that he has left this world behind. Quite the contrary. He has called us his saints. We are honored before his courts, and one day we will see the blessing rewarded to all his saints who have gone before us. For who are we?
We are the saints.
In Christ's name we pray, amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.